Come on in, friends. Come on in. Come on in and tell me what's new and good with you. It's Friday, yay, Eve. We're almost at Friday. My name is Krishanda Torres, your friendly health and wealth coach, and this is Couch Convos with Chris. If this is your first time tuning into this podcast, I help African-American women over 40 get rid of sugar and debt because, as my favorite poet, Lizelle Graham, said, every woman who heals herself heals her children's children. It ran in the family until it ran into me. We're breaking generational curses and creating new legacies of health around these here parts. March is National Nutrition Month, but as always, before we get into our titillating topic today, we must dispense with the formalities of the medical disclaimer. The statements you hear mentioned on this podcast have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Any products you hear mentioned on this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Krishanda Torres is not a physician, and the relationship between Krishanda and her client is not of a prescriber and patient, but as health coach and client. It is fully the client's choice whether or not to take advantage of the information Krishanda presents. OT&E Inc. and Krishanda Torres cannot guarantee any specific outcome, and your individual results may vary. Before beginning or adding any named supplement you hear mentioned on this podcast, or adding any named modality that you hear mentioned on this podcast to your health routine or regime, please consult with a functional medicine or naturopathic doctor. Phew, child. I gotta say that every single time. Now that that's over, let's get into continuing our titillating topic this month, dietary theory. As many of you know, I graduated from the Institute of Integrative Nutrition in the health coach training program in 2019. As part of my program, we studied over 100 dietary theories. Now, we're not going to get into all 100 here on this episode or in future episodes, because that's all it would be, is episodes of dietary theory. But because March is National Nutrition Month, we're deep diving the top 25. Oh, and let me be clear, IIN is the number one nutrition school in these United States. So, as I said, we're deep diving the top 25. Let's keep it going. We're still in the letter P of the dietary alphabet, and today we're going to talk about the pH diet, also known as the acid alkaline diet. So what do you know about the pH diet? Anything? Something? A little bit? Nothing? Okay, well, let's get into it. pH is the negative log of hydrogen ion concentration in a water-based solution, and it represents the hydrogen ion levels in the body. The scale runs from 1 to 14, with 7 being neutral, and some believe that our body should actually be slightly alkaline, around 7.45, in order to be at our highest level of wellness. pH balance in the body is crucial to enzyme functions that control things like our metabolisms, our hormones, and ultimately our ability to thrive. So a slightly alkaline or basic blood pH contributes to healthy enzyme reactions and healthy organ functions, which is what we want, right? But when the body is too acidic, many people report digestive issues, skin blemishes, brittle hair, dull complexion, brain fog, and so much, much more. Now, advocates of this principle test their pH using litmus paper and their urine or saliva first thing when they wake up, before they consume a single food or a single drink. Followers of this pH diet actually believe that eating too many acid-forming foods can cause the blood or the tissues to become acidic, and that in fact promotes disease, exhaustion, and anger. So they believe that balancing the pH by eating more alkaline-forming foods tends to restore health. So that's the pH diet, aka the acid alkaline diet, in a nutshell. And as always, I'll give you the 4 R's when it comes to health coaching. In particular, the way that I coach, right? I will give you the information, as I said in my disclaimer, it's entirely up to you whether you use the information that is presented, but you can either choose to receive the information I'm sharing, You can reason with it, go back and forth with it in your mind. You can reject it. You can say, Krishanda, girl, you crazy, if that's what you want to do. Or what I challenge you to do is the fourth R always, which is research everything that I share with you, and then know that it's the fourth R plus one. My plus one is I always provide you the receipts, the links to the things that I share, so that you can see for yourself what I've shared with you and research it for your own self. Because as you know, if you spend any time with me on these podcasts, I'm a big proponent of you having a medical board of directors, which includes a functional medicine or naturopathic doctor, a dietitian, a nutritionist, of course, a health coach. Whoop, whoop. Shout out to all the health coaches. But the most important person in that collaborative medical team, in that board of directors, is you as your chief champion and health advocate, because nobody knows your body better than you, and nobody lives in your body but you. Now, let's talk about some foods that you want to include if you are researching and investigating the pH diet as your dietary approach. You definitely want to include vegetables. You want to include some fruit, primarily some low glycemic options like berries and green apples. You want to include some whole grains such as quinoa and millet, the lean meat, poultry, fish, eggs. I'm not a big fan, but you can decide to incorporate some dairy, nuts, and of course, olive oil. The foods that you want to avoid if you're, again, experimenting with this dietary approach is high glycemic fruits, processed carbohydrates, processed sugars. You want to avoid alcohol, caffeine, yeast, fatty meat, sweets, cheese, some grains like barley, corn, and rye. You want to avoid dried fruit, and you want to avoid peanuts, cashews, and pistachios. And of course, with any dietary approach, there are pros and cons. So the pros of the pH diet are that your alkaline blood in particular, may protect against disease. An alkaline system may lead to weight loss or maintenance if that's your goal. And staying alkaline also helps you to have greater mental clarity and focus. However, we must also look at the cons. The cons are that this may be too restrictive for some. It may be difficult for you to discern which foods are acidic and which are alkaline to compare and contrast the difference between the two. And depending on your condition, it may be easy for you to become too alkaline and therefore contracted and constipated, which is why you should always, again, before making any dietary changes, consult with your medical board of directors to make sure you are picking the dietary approach that is best for you. Of course, as always, I provide resources. I provide receipts for you. You can go and learn more about how your body rots and rusts at the biomedics.com. I will add that link for today's podcast. You can learn about why alkalizing your body pH can help you restore your good health at balancephdiet.com. And of course, I've included the alkaline food chart for you, which you can get from acidalkalinediet.com. So as always, we do a deep dive on these dietary theories to give you another option for your optimal health goals. You may have listened to the paleo and said, oh, well, that's the one for me. Or you may have listened to the Mediterranean and said, oh, I didn't know about that. That's why we're deep diving the top 25 dietary theories this month in Nutrition Month, so that when you decide what changes you want to make in your health, because remember, we talked about yesterday, we are eating with the seasons. It's spring has sprung, even though it doesn't feel like it. So now's the time for you to make that change of how you want to eat when the warmer months come. You know, get that good food routine going, incorporate it, try it out, and carry it over into the summer months. And then, you know, make another change if you feel that you need to in the fall, when we change into eating with the fall seasons. This is all about you taking control of your health. And my job as your guide on the side is to provide you the awesome resources and receipts to help you live your best life. My goal is to, again, especially with women, help you heal yourself and in turn heal your children's children, help you to heal so that you're here for your family. We're not meant to be downtrodden, despaired, cast down, and diseased. That's not our state. That's not what God created us to be. He gave us all the fruits, the herbs, the berries, every flowering tree. It says in Genesis 1 and 29, and I shared this with you before, that it would be nourishment for us. So friends, if this podcast added value or resonated with you, I invite you to join me again. I, as always, invite you to join to do one of the following. Go to my website at KreshondaTorres, all one word, .com. Look up on the tabs and click on the group tab and click the focus group. Again, we have an Eating with the Seasons spring focus group going right now. We'll also have one for the summer, the fall, and the winter in case you need any support as you're out there experimenting and eating with the seasons. You could check out our exciting events and sign up for the next masterclass at KreshondaTorres, all one word, .iin, health coaching, all one word, .co. Our next masterclass is on the complete guide to CBD and what you need to know about your feet, reflexology. It all starts in the foot and how important it is. So don't miss those for April. So friends, this is your guide on the side, Kreshonda, signing out. Until next time, cheers to your health and wealth, friends.